Дорогие друзья, мы начинаем наш воскресный вебинар, ведем его из четырех студий. Как всегда, в студиях...
Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar from four studio, different studio locations. As always, in the main studio is Dr. Michael Lightman. Then we have Alex Kozlov, Boris, and myself, Simeon Vinokur. We are the instructors of the International Academy of Kabbalah. And our topic is what do we do and how do we continue after coronavirus? Go ahead and ask questions live and we will loop you into this program. Let's be active. So the topic is how to live and what do we do during the time of coronavirus. The topic is very sensitive. We could say that our society is divided in this. There's a question from Casablanca. There's a certain concern here that perhaps we will come back to a pre-virus time. And then there's a question, how should we return back to our old lifestyle so that we would have jobs and everything the way it used to be? How to create this type of an explosion? So Dr. Reitman, how should we live and continue our lives after coronavirus? Some people want to return back to the previous time and some people don't. Rav said, so what do you want to do? You want to return or not? This is where the question arises. Rav, well, first of all, I don't think that we have gone past this already, even though a lot of people would want to return. Although I don't think that should be the case because coronavirus has not yet completed its job and it needs to advance us forward as a society. And we have not fully felt this pressure, this striving. And that's not good. If we'll just leave this virus and return back to the state where we were in, which was a state where we thought we will have a third world war, and we used to think that we will completely finish off this planet and everything on it, all the resources will destroy, and as a result, the earth will destroy us, air, garbage in the oceans, overwhelming amounts of it, and so on and so forth. What would we do? We have such an optimistic movement forward, such optimistic, so to speak, quote-unquote, move advancement forward in the past that I don't know how we would continue. What, just to acquire as many things, each one for themselves, as possible. The more traveling around the world, the more the better. And by that, just polluting the air. And what's with our kids? The kids are without families, where each one of us has their own apartment, each one on their own. I don't know, we are sort of lost. And we don't even know why we exist, what is the purpose, and for what. But we simply live just to fill our time, each one how they please. Maybe some learn certain methods of life, but we are the ones that are trying to realize this method. And humanity is just living there, not thinking about anything. You look at people that are gathering on all kinds of events, concerts, You could see that there is no difference between those people that are sitting in some sort of a hall, or concert hall, in the year in the 21st century, and the difference between that and how they used to sit in Rome in a Colosseum in the first century. Give them bread, beer, and let them watch and leave them alone. So I don't know. I think that we need to understand that our previous life, our past life, wasn't so great, something that we should aspire to. And now we have an opportunity not simply to return to our past life, but perhaps correct it in some ways. So let's try to do that. Let's try not to reopen the industries that has polluted our earth and have awakened so many diseases. Look at what has occurred, happened with our atmosphere, with our water, with the animal kingdom, with the plant kingdom. Look how, what a breath of fresh air it has received when the people have calmed themselves down a bit. So perhaps let's think about it. And I don't think we need to cry over spoiled beans. Yeah, of course we need to continue to give birth and develop and educate, but it all needs to be brought into a certain process, into certain frameworks where our ecological and societal situation will allow us to be happy with ourselves. Host, so please tell me, do you share this concern? Friend from Italy is asking, you will have 90% of people who are unemployed because their work will disappear. So what will these people do and how will economy support them without this work? Ralph, well, they're not doing anything useful, so what's the point of them working? Simply to pass money from one to another and from one to another? Understand. If there aren't any useful jobs, let's say even 90% of them, then what are we afraid of losing? The fact that people will continue to work uselessly? The fact that one passes this resource to someone else, someone digs a hole and someone buries it?
Well, Balsalam puts his own contribution here. This is what he wrote. The properties of the ego are embedded in each creature. It is an inscrutable condition without which you would not have an independently existing object. And at the same time, it does not contradict the quality of altruism in man, only now there is a necessity to put borders between these two. The law of the ego must preserve all of its activities with everything that relates to providing basic necessities. Everything in excess of this must be given to the benefit of others. I think we just need to figure out, to clarify, what is benefit of others. It's not just redistribute manufacturing towards bare necessities, but what benefits to the other are going to be extracted from here. That's the question.
I think that what we need to do here is create an organization, a conglomerate of various government bodies that will decide and realize the fact that the world is integral, and they would need to bring this world to the integral form.
Where are you going to find such governors, politicians? Look at what's happening between countries. You have between America, Russia, China.
So then what, a world war?
Well, it's just, it's the tendency, the trend is going in that direction.
No. We need to continue advancing in our own direction and to advertise in all kinds of ways and disseminate our knowledge, our idea, because it is in correlation with nature. Nature will not allow us to do anything else. As soon as we'll start, if we start going back to the past, this virus will hit us harder in a modified way, in a mutated way. What do you see now? You only have a few thousand people that have died, perhaps even less than what would happen without the virus. You know the statistics, right? During this entire time of the virus in our world, less people have died than would have died if virus would not be here. So what are we afraid of? If we don't move according to this path of the virus, which is showing us that we need to be integrally connected, and it needs to apply to the entire humanity. And if we won't be doing that, then of course we will see. You want to check this? Go ahead. I think we're still moving in that direction. I see how governments in all kinds of way want to return back to their past.
We have a question from Spain on this subject. Katya writes from Spain. She says, we have relief happening. People are being released. The quarantine is being lifted. So but we see that nothing is changing. People are going back into the world and everything is going back to the same. So what's the point?
Yes. I don't think that from the first time around this will occur. I don't think it will be difficult for us. It will be difficult for us to see that the past was bad. We still didn't return, didn't come back to the past and to be able to see how the way it was. We've never sat in our houses as in prisons. And now we'll come back to our work, our jobs, and we will see that this return back to this methodology of consumerism, it will be revealed within us as a very negative thing. And then we will know what to do. We need to learn here. This will go by, and we will see that we need to do something with ourselves.
We have live questions from Mach 2. We have 250 people connected. So Mach 2, please go ahead. Your questions. Yes, hello, Rav. Question from Artem from Voronezh. Is the world ready to rethink the role of humans in the world?
No, the world's not ready. This can occur only after we will properly advertise and create a PR campaign. And before everyone, there will be a very clear picture of the world, of the future world, where we will be in complete balance with nature and nothing is a threat to us. Viruses nor the ozone layer hole. Or the pollution of the soil. This is something we need to explain to people, that only from the human understanding and the humanity's understanding of its purpose in creating a global integral system above all governments, and there's no need for revolutions. We are not trying to awaken people to that, or we simply want people to understand that they need to be one complete system. When they'll understand this and this will be in their heads, of course they'll live comfortably, But they'll need to understand that it's not a normal way of life because we're opposite to nature. When they will understand this, then things will change. Everything will change. All of this is coming from the Creator and not from from governments.
We have another excerpt that I wanted to read from Peace in the World. All the difficulty lies in the necessity of changing our nature from will to receive to will to bestow, because one contradicts the other. On the first glance, this concept seems fantastical because it is above man's nature, but we can, having identified the above, we can see that it's all simply psychology, because in practice, with our actions, we give to others without receiving any benefit for ourselves. So it's as if he writes to us about this time, that if we rise to this level of new consciousness, it's just going to be this shift that we'll be able to make with the virus's help or without. Maybe this is something that's going to push us right now.
We need to disseminate this more and more simply so that this would infuse all the levels of human society. And then this will gradually begin to work from the subconscious. This will elevate into the conscious, and it will then become an object of discussion or subjects of discussion, and then it will turn into certain plans and so on and so forth.
Friends, we have a question from St. Petersburg. We heard that it's bad to travel around the world and enjoy it. So he's asking, what's so bad about it?
I don't think it's bad, but the question is, why do we need it? Let's say each one of us will take a look at what this has given him. I travel to dozens of countries, from North to South America, all countries of Europe, lots of countries in Asia, and from in Russia as well. What has it given me? Of course, it has given me a general perception. If I turn this as a goal of on its own, then it would just be what? I want the world to be safe and better for our children so that we would enjoy it every minute and we would breathe clear air from our towns, from us in our cities, and would eat clean products without pesticides, and would drink clean water that's not poisoned and processed. Let's make our world a better place. And not so that we would work from morning to night, both man and wife, and children would be on their own somewhere else besides their home. The woman can come back home, or perhaps change the work day to such a degree where she would spend more time at home. Look, kids are alone. Nobody's watching over them. And us as well. We need a more balanced approach.
Mach 2, friends, ask questions. Go ahead. Also, we may be able to translate these questions, so I hope that we'll be able to make it work. So, Mach 2, friends, go ahead. Question from Jana. The people who die from coronavirus, is it accidental? Is it purposeful? Is it like natural selection on the spiritual level?
It's not purposeful. Nothing is accidental. There is a very clear calculation for everything in nature. starting from the singular atom and all the way up to its final state, corrected state, when everything will come back to an integral system. There's no problem here. The question is, how do we advance from the initial state to the final state under blows from nature, like coronavirus, for example? And from the under the influence of our common aspiration, quick and conscious, and the final state is of course determined in the very beginning, and there is nothing accidental or surprising here, and this is all described in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We simply need to make it so that we will figure out this program that nature presents to us, so that we would participate in it, that everything that is occurring with us and coming from nature, so that we would actively participate together with nature in every one of its states.
Question from Italy. The south of Italy used to survive exclusively due to tourism. So how do we overcome? What do we do now with these restrictions?
I understand. There is a huge amount of jobs, industries, businesses surrounding this. None of them will be able to return to their previous states. There needs to be a very clear governmental program here, not simply help, that just like a welfare program. There needs to be a very conscious calling of the government to the society to decide this problem, to resolve this problem. And it will be resolved by removing workforce that is not needed to send them home and perhaps provide them with minimal or a normal, essential, however you want to call it, income, supplemental income, and we need to create from this a normal society, and we will constantly need to discuss this, but not the way you see it on TV right now, where all kinds of government officials are brought in to be interviewed and they talk whatever they want to talk about. We need to attract more greater specialists, and not all kinds of ambitious officials that want to become prime ministers. And then we will shine through all of this and we will see what kind of state do we need to come to. I think that this final state will shine, illuminate the way for us. I see this.
Question from YouTube. The new world, it seems like it's getting back to the basics. Everyone is getting more dependent on each other. We need to work together, cooperate more. It's before our time,
when we were sitting around
the
fire.
We used to help one another.
Okay, well, in short, a correct world is when we're all taking part in our common livelihood and we realize that we're one family, and we need to realize that we need to restrict certain things. Let's say I understand that I have a family. I have a wife and children. My wife doesn't have an opportunity to go back to her job, and we decided that she's staying home and I'm going back to work. Kids are continuing their school and so on and so forth. So now let's decide that from our one family we're going to include other families, make our family bigger. What will we receive as a result of this? We'll have a lot more women who will stay home. We will provide for them a comfortable state of being so that they would so that we would know how to live comfortably at home, even though coronavirus has already taught us this. So how would we do this so that a family would exist in a normal way? How would we distribute all of the essential resources so that we wouldn't have families where a man and a woman work, both work, and they receive two incomes to the point, to a state where only a man goes to work and receives an income, one income. Perhaps we have to look at, from the point of view of the government, at our society as one whole. And we can't continue the way we're living now. The next time a virus comes, it will completely destroy us. We need to be able to coexist.
We're broadcasting the webinar on Facebook, and we have thousands of people listening. So we have a question from Stockholm. It was just said that the problem can only be resolved by politics, governmental systems.
I said this?
Well, I said this? No, what's the point of doing this work right now?
I never said that the government should solve this problem. This is a problem of the society. It's a problem of the government. The government needs to decide what it needs and what it doesn't. It needs to figure out what functions it needs to take on that the government has taken away from it. And I don't think that government will be able to actually solve this. Within governments, there are such laws of competition that they're not able to actually resolve problems. I don't blame them. That's just how human nature has placed us in a corner. But in no way do I think that everything should be, these types of problems should be given for the governments to resolve. Let's look at what kind of issues we have in front of us. Perhaps they will be able to do something gradually if on the opposite of them, pressuring them will be our society that will protest and demonstrate because many businesses and industries will not be able to return back to how they used to exist.
Question from Facebook. What depends on one person? Each person who is listening to you, what can each individual do? What's in their power? A lot of people are asking this.
I don't know. And why should I know this? Kabbalah talks about our society, how it is structured, how it functions, and how we can change ourselves. Do we have any impressions from our lives? If we do, then let's figure out how we can move towards a better world, better life, as a result of coronavirus. There were all kinds of protests and demonstrations for a better climate, for a better society, for restricting humanity's interference in nature. Okay, good. So let's try to do these things. We're, let's say, leaving our homes. Now we're going back to a society. So let's return to a better society, a cleaner environment. That's the only thing that I'm calling on people to do. Don't forget how we have been existing during this time, during this period. We've been able to clear the water, the ozone layer. What will we continue to do? We can speak about many things. Why am I talking about all this? We need to readjust ourselves. Virus will return. It will come back. It will leave us with difficulty, and then it will come back. It will be modified. It will be different. It doesn't matter. But it won't leave us. It won't leave us. Mach 1, your questions, please. Question from Almata. We have a student of Mach. Are we correcting the world through our studies and our connection?
Yes, we're introducing to the world a positive component because we're talking about correction and we are talking about the fact that people need to be tied with positive connections. But that's not enough. It is not enough. It's giving the world a certain positive direction, a correction, an adjustment. But it's not enough for our egoistic world, our relatively altruistic constituent is undoubtedly too small to correct the direction of the world. Nevertheless, frankly speaking, I hope that when we begin to return to our former states and forms of government and enterprise, I hope that it's not going to be as simple. I think that we're going to still discover that we are restricted, that we need to behave differently, and so forth.
Question from Lena. After coming out of isolation, will a person understand that they need to change?
I think that we're going to arrive at a certain inner state in which we're going to appraise each new state post-coronavirus and pre-coronavirus, and we're going to compare them and consider how we can do them differently. Even if people have nothing to do with us, they don't hear anything that we appeal for, they're still going to relate to their reality differently.
Okay, friends from Sochi, go ahead. Hello. If we simply look at the world, people will perhaps there will be a certain amount of people that will hear you. Where is this threshold where certain people, well, there's enough suffering and people will be able to hear your message, and there will be those who will support you and demonstrate?
Yes, on the one hand, it's going to happen from accumulation of suffering and discontent. On the other hand, it can be an accumulation of suffering not because there is suffering, but because we will realize that we need to take a different path and see a different state, a better state ahead. So we don't need a certain quantity of blows. It can be in the absence of blows because of a bright future that's shining to us. So I think that even now, as we start returning to the former states, I think we're going to want to correct these states.
There's a reaction to what you're saying in YouTube and Facebook through about questions and who will be the breadwinner.
It doesn't matter. I'm not saying that this should be the way it is. But let's understand that 150 years ago, even less, the percentage of working women was extremely small. Mostly, it was the men who were breadwinners, and women were raising the family and taking care of the house fully, and the men were responsible for the salary fully. individually. That's how it was in nearly all cultures across the world. Why get angry about this? Look at history, the way that it's been for many, many thousands of years. The man went out to hunt, and the woman was taking care of the fire, the hearth. Am I saying something that doesn't exist in nature? I'm not saying anything new. Why be mad at me? Who am I? Should I open your eyes to such basic things, elementary things?
It's not a gripe. They're just saying perhaps a woman has remained with a job and a man lost his job. They're just simply to resolve these things.
Of course, all kinds of things happen. But essentially, the majority of people, we still have a situation where a woman makes less than a man. She works fewer hours. Her job is still considered to be secondary to the man's, and the family also relies on her more than on the father. But if there are fathers, if there are men who want to stay home and do all the functions of the mother, it's rare. It's a rare occurrence. I'm talking about from the standpoint of nature, the way that it usually works.
There's a question from someone that doesn't know you. He's asking, you yourself are willing to live on the minimum.
I'm not talking about a minimum, my dears. I'm not calling for your salaries to be dried up. Who told you this? Look at how you're twisting my words, or you're putting consequences into the words that I'm saying. I'm talking about being less busy, because the business that we have, that's twice as high, at least. The fact is that it's actually higher than that, but that is what's polluting our environment, our water, and everything. So let's start educating. Let's start working on our common connections. Let's give the woman the means to educate and be in charge of the upbringing. And this is what she's going to be able to do now if we liberate her, release her from having to work.
Question from Facebook. What's happening? Why is the Creator not punishing bad people? Good people are suffering, but the bad ones are working free.
Well, my friend, that question has existed since the beginning of life on Earth. Why? Why do wolves eat rabbits? And why do big fish eat small fish? We need to attribute all this to the state of nature, the head of which is the human ego. If you correct the human ego, and that is within your power, and you will see how across all nature, wolves and sheep will live side by side.
There's a similar question from Oleg from Kiev. If humanity is one single organism, then why what is only a small percentage would realize that they need to change?
So that's true. So what? It's the brain that needs to get hit. Look at the questions that you're asking me. You're asking me these tricky questions so as to escape any responsibility and not do anything. But look, I'm not in charge of this process. It's not like I come to you as an advertiser offering my goods, trying to sell you something. I'm not knocking on your door, begging you to buy. If you want to buy, go ahead. If you don't, I'm just explaining to you that the next blow is going to be worse, and you're all pretty much in agreement. And I'm telling you that it's going to happen soon, and you're also in agreement. So I'm telling you now how to avoid it, and you're telling me in return, oh, but why do I have to pay this high price? Why can't I do something else? So once the problem comes, we'll decide, we'll resolve it. And I'm telling you, why wait for the problem at all? Why not preempt it? But you're acting as if I am on the opposite side from you. I'm not. I'm on the same side as you. But I see that it's going to get bad, and I don't want to scare you.
Question. Life before virus has given us cars and iPhones and all kinds of goods of humanity. Will humanity continue to develop in this new life, or have we reached the summit?
No, we're going to continue developing technologically, but we must also develop socially. We must develop good social connections. In this respect, we are lagging behind. The civilization, technological, economic civilization, is gone far ahead of our social states. We use all of our technological advances in order to suppress one another, oppress.
Novosibirsk, go ahead, your question. Hello. Is the following possible? Let's say in the nearest time, nearest future, a government will turn appeal to Kabbalists in order for them to implement a certain system of education, or is this not possible from the point of view of spiritual laws?
It doesn't matter if they turn to us or not, but we need to prepare and to disseminate all that we know among everyone. And then there will be people in all of the countries, you know, smart people, our people, and outsiders as well. You look at all the people, the countries we have connected, Armenia, Poland, Kazakhstan, Italy, England, Ukraine. Look. If you think that we have, look at all the countries that we have listening, and you are going to be able to participate in transforming your respective governments. You don't need to be brilliant Kabbalists. You simply need to engage scientists to show them what needs to happen with respect to, in accordance with the integral system and with nature. That's what we're talking about. What does Kabbalah talk about? About changing oneself and making oneself an integral part of nature. Right now, humanity stands opposite nature. And that's why it suffers, and we want to make it not suffer. If we do it, then that's going to be good. And if we don't, then we're going to bring ourselves to the Third World War and practically disappear. That's what Kabbalah talks about. More?
Mark, go ahead. Mark 2, please.
Вопрос от Беллы из Одессы.
Question from Bella from Odessa. How should we react to criticism from your family in relation to how Kabbalah looks at the coronavirus?
I don't know. You should try to explain to them that Kabbalah talks about how to create good relationships between people, how to make it so when you're driving, you're not gonna want to run over people or hit another car. You're gonna want to help others and bring society to a point of being well connected. How to educate kids and raise kids the right way. Kabbalah explains the right social structure of society when we're all connected as one organism. It's very simple to do that, but our ego it opposes it as much as it can. But what can we do? These are the data. This is the way things are. And we need to find some way of correcting ourselves. And Kabbalah talks about how to do that. There is a positive force in nature, and we need to draw it in order to counterbalance the negative force, which exists with us, in us, initially. There is the ego, and then there is altruism. not what we have right now, but a much, much greater. And we need to bring these two forces in balance with one another, and then we will exist in a good, open society, benevolent society. Otherwise, we're going to bring ourselves to near total destruction. That's what Kabbalah talks about. Tell this to your family, and I don't know, what can they object? That this is bad? There is nothing else. Kabbalah is a science that talks about how to use the positive force of nature, the quality of bestowal, the connection against the separation and distancing that it exists in us egoistically. That's Kabbalah. It is a science of equilibrium between these two opposing forces, the negative and the positive, in human society. With this, we bring society and the family, the environment, into something good, positive.
Question from Alexei. What is patience from the point of view of Kabbalah?
Patience is the understanding of the processes that take place within a person and within society on the scale that you must give space for all of this that's happening to go through a certain path of development, maturation, and you only take a role to help wherever it's necessary and not intervene with your suggestions, throwing spokes in the wheel, so to speak, sticks in the wheels. I'm talking about changing for the better, making these changes in the world, because it's time. If it wasn't being talked about in the press, everywhere else, that there is no time, there is no opportunity to go back to normal, that we can't do it, then I wouldn't be talking about it. But now these circumstances are being revealed. So that's why I am. Go ahead.
Question from Victor.
Okay,
looks like they fell off. Okay. Question from Victor. What is a state of realization?
Awareness or realization is when I understand the whole program and how to actualize it at any given moment, how to bring all nature to balance, this dynamic balance between the negative and positive forces, and how at any given moment it's being realized. More?
Next question. Israel is responsible for everything that is happening in the world. What should Israel do to correct the situation?
Israel is what we call any person in the world who aspires to balance in nature, for human society to be in accord with the general system of nature. That's the place Israel, the so-called Israel. That's where this group of people originated, the people, it's not a nation, it's just a group of people who separated from ancient Babylon and came out to this journey. And it just so happens that within this people, there was a small group within them that kept on going and reached the 21st century. And now in the 21st century, it's meant to tell the whole world how we must exist, what state we must come to. The state is called Israel, straight to the Creator, straight to the good, positive force, the quality of love and bestowal. This is what we must bring humanity to, and that's what this group does. It disseminates its knowledge among all of the people of the world, and those who join this group, precisely those who join this group and aspires towards this, towards bringing all people to the good connection. They are called Israel, and those who are not, who don't participate, they're not called Israel. So there are lots of Jews in this world. There are like 15 million in all, and they don't do this. So they're not considered Israel, but those, regardless of their nationality or ethnicity, those who do aspire to the positive force, to connection and unification of people, it is precisely they who are called Israel, according to their aspiration. Go ahead.
Bulgaria, go ahead. Hello, everyone. We have a question from Facebook, from Mariana. The stipulation that the pandemic was planned from some people in order to bring a certain world order, and that there's an effort to depopulize Earth. Is this correct? She's concerned about this.
The fact that coronavirus stems from nature, that is understood, like all the other viruses. But the fact that we're allowing this virus to manifest or spread, that is our problem. Because it depends on our bad connections between us that are causing all of these disbalances. And that's where the virus originates. Or why do we need to know where precisely, what specific origin source it was? Why? Why do we care? If we achieve a good connection between us, then we're not going to have any of these negative manifestations of nature taking place. Go ahead.
Mach 1. Question. The virus has brought people back into their families. People have realized once again how far they're from one another, that they're can this coerce people to think about this phenomena? How to reestablish the relationship with their relatives?
Of course, now we end up in one apartment. People who used to see each other for maybe an hour or two a day max, now we're forced to communicate 24 hours a day. It's horrible. Absolutely, it's horrible. We're not used to it. We haven't been raised for it. And on the one hand, it's not good, but on the other hand, we've survived it. We've gotten used to it. We've reacquainted with one another. For many years, maybe we didn't know each other as we've gotten to know each other over this time. So let's look at this from a positive light. The coronavirus forced us into a state that where we reacquainted ourselves with our family. So we just need to put everything together now, keeping in mind that I'm going back to work, I'm returning to the family, maybe my wife as well, and the kids go back to school. But we want our relationships to be such that we can recognize what we were missing before the virus. Now we can see what we want, because you can't run away from your family. So with this, we can see the great present that the virus has given us. It, against our will, it forced us into the same house. So here we need to do some psychological work with society, some social work. We need a lot, something we've never done before. We've never prepared people to family life, prepared men to for the role of the father and the husband. I know for myself, no one's ever prepared me for it, and I've done a tremendous amount of mistakes in my life towards my family, and the same goes for my wife, and our kids didn't get the right education as much as I would have liked. These are problems that affect all of us that we need to resolve together.
Bella from Des is asking, how can I learn to justify the Creator?
The Creator needs to be justified very simply. The Creator has a very simple program. He has created the ego with respect to himself, the opposite to himself, and gradually he's manifesting himself, and we feel opposite the Creator with each new generation. We feel worse and worse. And today we've come to a state where we must change ourselves. We must correct ourselves against our will in this harsh manner. It is this state that should compel us today to rethink our attitude towards life, each other, the world, and so on. So we can justify the Creator not now, but only when we see the beginning and the end of creation, when we see what it is that He's leading us to. But for that, you need to study Kabbalah and to start seeing a little bit of the upper world, the state of balance between us. We are drawing close to the end of our talk. I just want to say something, that life goes on, and naturally it's different in each country, but it's all in the same boat. The world has become more integral thanks to the coronavirus. The world felt itself as one whole, differently in different countries, but still it's all one and the same. So it's done its job. It was a great job. It was a lot of work, but it's going to continue. We're still moving towards that uncertain future, to a more aware state, not the chaos that we used to live in. So I'm very happy that we have gone through it and that we're starting to come out of it. We need the exit from the coronavirus be such that we wouldn't repeat these blows. Let's try to be more connected to each other. Most importantly, let's try to disseminate as best we can. We disseminate our ideas of mutual dependency, of drawing closer together, of nature's integral quality, of the necessity of being not opposite, in opposition to nature. There is no benefit to it. We cannot be above nature. We're within nature. We're part of it. So the more integrally connected we are to each other, the better off we are. So let's try to exist in this way, and I think that we will meet again in a week and then in another week, and we will see how gradually more and more the integrality of the world is being manifesting each time, bit by bit, and not this pursuit of perpetual pursuit of profit and the consumerism that absolutely does not benefit anyone other than our insatiable ego. So let's try and think how we can turn our society towards more reasonable consumption and good connections. And I think that it's all within our power. There are many of us, truly, several million of people today can change the course the course of our thoughts, the course of our thoughts, of awareness, of desire. They are all changing society, so I hope that we're going to succeed. We'll see each other again in a week, and we'll see what changes happened even over the course of that 1 week and when us and in society, and we'll see how to move forward from there. So be well, everyone. I hug all of you, and I wish you absolutely all the best, for only the positive consequences of all of this would manifest in you. Be well. Take care.